Word. Join Pastors Brian and Doran Scully on Tuesday nights from 7:30 to 8 p.m. on Omega Radio for prayer and a deeper study in the Word. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. God is
calling. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, South Florida. It's Pastor Doran Scully and Pastor Brian Scully of the House of Prayer Worldwide Church, Seventh Day. We're located at 6491 Sunset Strip in Sunrise, Florida. Now it's time for Back to the Word. Praise the name of the Lord. God has given us a word to teach the end time message to the people. And we promise each week to teach what the Bible says. Praise the name of the Lord. And this evening, we're going to be continuing with more teachings about the resurrection from a different perspective. Praise the Lord. Pastor Brian.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just want to, thank the Lord for us being here tonight, because it is a trying day today because of the rain. And so Lord make it possible for us to be here today. So I just want to say praise the Lord to everyone that is listening and to our voice tonight. And so I hope that when we share, that you will learn something. Praise God. Praise God. At this time, I will open with a prayer. Praise God.
The Lord.
Father, we thank you tonight for your grace and your mercies that you extended unto us. Lord, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise, and we tell you thanks, mighty God, for your leading of your Holy Spirit in our lives. I pray, Lord, as we continue on this path, that you will strengthen us and favor us, mighty God. I pray, Lord, that you will lead us now as we continue on the path now. We ask, Lord, that you will open up our dark understanding and pour forth thy wisdom. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise his name.
Praise God. So tonight we will be, it's more of a teaching moment for us tonight as we go through. And so we want to look into some of the things that will pique your interest. And so, Pastor, tonight we'll be going straight into what we are about to give you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. We looked at the resurrection in more ways than one, and you could recognize by now that my teaching style is a little bit different. Excuse me. I like to dissect the Word of God. Praise the name of the Lord. And tonight is no different. So we're going to talk about some things that are a little different to you. Resurrection from the perspective of the Passover. Praise the name of the Lord. Bless his holy name. These are holidays of the Lord. What does that really mean to us? Praise the Lord. And just for those who are listening for the first time, I like to give a lot of details. And one of the things I'm going to talk about right now is, what is resurrection? A resurrection is a rising up, mm-hmm. a revival of the dead. Praise the Lord. The human race, the dead human race that are coming out of the grave. Praise the name of the Lord, particularly at the time of the judgment. But we see that Yahshua Messiah, our Jesus Christ, has risen from the dead likewise. Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise God.
Excuse me. I had a little tooth problem today, and it's affecting me, but just bear with me. Excuse me. The Bible teaches that there are biblical holidays known as the appointed times of the Lord. People would say, what is that? Well, it is a time when man, as a religious person, is required to come before the presence of God. And these appointments are also known as the feast days of the Lord. These biblical holidays were given to the children of Israel and are listed in Leviticus 23. And the first feast day of the Lord, or appointed day, is known as the weekly seventh-day Sabbath. This holy day was given in the Garden of Eden to Adam and Eve, who represent mankind at the time of the creation. And it can be found in Genesis 1, verse 31, and Genesis 2, verse 1, 2, and 3. And it's a scripture that we read weekly. Praise the name of the Lord. And the verses say, "And God saw everything that he had made, And behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. And Genesis 2 picks up where Genesis 1:31 left off. And it says, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. This was important because then in Exodus chapter 31, verse 16, it is established, or God establishes it as a perpetual covenant with the children of Israel. So, and it reads, wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. And a the word perpetual means everlasting, one that Amen. Never ends. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So that fast forwards me to Leviticus 23, verse 1 to 3. And then we'll look at the Passover scriptures that follow, because they intermingle when we look at the resurrection. So Leviticus 23:1-3 says, speak, and the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feasts of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocation, even these are my feasts. What is a holy convocation? It's a time when you come into worship. It's a time of worship. Praise the Lord. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of rest and holy convocation. Ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. What does that mean? It means that the first holy day, or the first holiday, or the first appointment time where people come to worship the Lord is established as the Sabbath of rest. Now, the next verses speak about the feast of the Passover, which celebrates the release of God's children, who were the children of Israel, out of Egyptian bondage, out of the hands of Pharaoh. As we know, everybody read this story out of Egypt, with Moses now at the helm, along with his brother Aaron and his sister Miriam. They were the leaders who brought the children of Israel out of bondage. Micah chapter 5 tells you that. Praise the Lord. The time of the Passover feast is important to those who worship on the Sabbath, because for us who worship on the Sabbath, it is a time when we come into obedience to take part of the blood and body of Yahshua Messiah. It's a time when we take the Lord's Supper. In the Seventh-day Church, it's done once per year. In other denominations, it's done at different times of the year. So these are the feasts of the Lord. Is what verse 4 picks up. This is showing that the Passover is also a holiday of the Lord. Even holy convocations, which ye shall proclaim in their seasons. In the 14th day of the first month at even is the Lord's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread unto the Lord. 7 days ye must eat unleavened bread. Why does that become important? You'll understand why. Because the unleavened bread is what is used at the time of Lord's Supper in the Sabbath church. And I believe some Sunday churches also use unleavened bread likewise. We are currently in the biblical month of Nisan. And this is great. It's the actual biblical new year. Praise the name of the Lord. This is the biblical new year. We know that Rosh Hashanah, which comes in September to October, celebrates the creation of the earth and the universe.
Amen.
But when the children of Israel were led out of bondage from Egypt, God said unto them that the month of Nisan, which just started on Friday, right? This mm-hmm. past Friday, the month of Nisan is the beginning of month. So then last week, Friday, would be the biblical new year. Praise the name of the Lord, the beginning Amen. Of the biblical Amen. New year. And Amen. Just in case you think I'm making it up, I'll read it. Exodus 12, verse 1 to 2. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Verse 3 to 8 reveals the details, which becomes the Passover feast. It talks about the instructions that God gave unto Moses to tell his people to put the blood over the lintels of the door. So when the death angel passes over, as we later on would find out, that the children of Israel would be alive. All their firstborn would be alive, but all the firstborn who were not under the commonwealth of the umbrella of God, they were going to die. So the pagans, all of their firstborn died while the death angel passed over the children of Israel, because the blood of the Paschal lamb or the Passover lamb was put on the blood over the door.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. So the rest of those scriptures will tell you a lot of things that time. And verse 18 of the scripture becomes important, because it says, in the first month, on the 14th day of the month at even, ye shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the month at even. And what that is telling you is that Passover begins on the 14th. Unleavened bread begins at the night time, which would be the 15th, because in the Bible, the biblical days are different from how we look at it today. The biblical day, how it starts, I should say. Mm-hmm. It starts at sunset. It starts at night, mm-hmm, and ends the next night. But today, we celebrate the new day at midnight, or we celebrate it, not celebrate, but observe it like in the morning, like when the sun is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But the word of God in Genesis chapter 1 would tell you that the evening and the morning becomes the first day. So that was establishing the time of when the day starts. And that becomes important when you go into Passover, as you're going into Lord's Supper, as you're going into the resurrection. Praise the name of the Lord. The story of the great exodus of Egypt unfolds completely in the chapter. And some other things happen. We see in these scriptures, though, that I just mentioned, that God said he had some holy days that were sacred and are of significance to him, because they celebrate something important and meaningful to him,
mm-hmm,
because they do what? They celebrate his power.
Amen.
The coming out of Egypt celebrated the power of God when he caused a death angel to kill whoever he wanted to kill. And Pharaoh had to let his people go. And then we see the power of God when they come to the Red Sea and the ocean opens up and they walk over on dry ground.
Praise
and the
God.
Pillar of fire and a pillar of cloud leads them.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. So we see the power of God being displayed at the time of Passover. And so this is why it is a holy day of the Lord. It's a holiday of God.
Praise God.
Praise the name of the Lord, because it celebrates his magnificent power. Now, when we fast forward to the New Testament, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, is participated in all of these feasts, and he became the Lamb. And his blood was shed, and it was sprinkled for us. So like Moses, who brought the children of Israel out of bondage, Yeshua, our high priest, brings us, his people, out of the bondage of sin because of the blood that he shed on for us. Praise the Lord. So we can see what was going on. One is leading out of the bondage of a physical bondage of slavery and hardship, and one brings us out of the bondage of sin. And it's important that he resurrects, because if he did not resurrect, he would not be the resurrected Savior that was prophesied.
Praise God.
Praise the name
God.
Of the Lord.
Praise God.
His resurrection would have been, if there was no resurrection, oh my Father, we could believe anything. But because he was resurrected, we know that he's coming back like he said that he would. Praise the name of the Lord. Matthew 26 teaches us that he kept the Passover and he ate the Passover meal with them on the first day of unleavened bread at evening. So the first day of Passover begins the 14th and unleavened bread begins on the 15th. So it says in verse 17, now the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover? So we see that is a physical meal.
Amen.
And he said, go into the city to such a man and say unto him, the master saith, time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples.
Mm-hmm.
And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them. and they made ready the Passover. And then it tells you when he has the Passover meal. So that would tell you when the Lord's Supper meal then would be taken. It's an evening meal, one that's taken at night. Mm-hmm. And it says in verse 20, now when the even was come, he sat down with the 12. And the rest of the verse tells you that he had the Passover meal with them and he dipped with the traitor. Yes. Which we know was Judas. He was a traitor. He dipped into the same bowl. Praise the name of the Lord. All of this was happening because he was going to be taken and he was going to be brought to the cross mm-hmm. for our redemption. Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise God.
At the time of his death, he is, I could say, like his father. He rested. Because oh, yes. God said in his word that after he created all things, after he created Adam and Eve, mm-hmm. he then rested on the seventh day. Praise the name of the Lord. And his creative work with everything that was needed for to sustain life and the universe was finished. Praise the name of the Lord. And just like God, when he finished his creative work, Yahshua rested on the Sabbath day. Amen. The word of God said he rested.
Amen.
And why? It is because the Sabbath to Yahshua is a perpetual covenant that God had with his people. It was exposed to us in Exodus 12 that it is a perpetual covenant, one that doesn't change. So the Marys who went to the tomb on the first day of the week encountered our resurrected Savior after he awakened from his Sabbath rest. And I'm not making that up either. Because Mark 16 verse 2 says, and very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And then Mark 16 verse 9 says, now when Jesus was risen early, the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And likewise, and remember last week when we were talking about those that were dead in the grave, the word of God said they remained in the grave until after the resurrection because they were commanded to stay still. They had
Praise
to rest.
God. Praise
they were
God.
Commanded. They could not wake up until the master himself got up. Praise the name of the Lord. And after the word of God said when the Sabbath was over and they came to the tomb, they found a resurrected Savior. Praise the name of the Lord. You're listening to Pastor Doran Scully and Pastor Brian Scully of the House of Prayer Worldwide Church, Seventh Day. We're located at 6491 Sunset Strip. Praise the name of the Lord. And we're looking forward to you visiting us. But we're going to go to a music break now. So after the break, please give us a call with your questions or comments. Praise the name of the Lord. Lord, call me on the air. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You're listening to Pastor Doran Scully and Pastor Brian Scully of the House of Prayer Worldwide Church. You're listening to Back to the Word. Feel free to give us a call with your questions and comments at this time.
Praise the Lord. The number to call is 954-900-4310.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Can visit our church at 6491 Sunset Strip, Sunrise, Florida. Praise the Lord. And our service times are 11 o'clock 11 o'clock on a Saturday morning, you could come in and enjoy our Bible study. At around 1 o'clock, we begin our midday service. And on Sundays at 6:30 p.m., praise the Lord, we have Bible study again. And on Wednesdays at 7:30, we have prayer meeting and deliverance service. Give us a call. We're on the air. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, Pastor Brian.
Praise the Lord. Pastor, you have been through the scriptures and talking about...
We have a caller. Praise the Lord. You're on the air.
Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening, my brother.
Yes, I would like to ask you a question. Why is it in church like your church celebrate on Saturday, and why other church they think of they could just pick a day and worship on that day for the Sabbath?
Well,
could you explain for me, please?
Well, everyone, religion is something that is people have a freedom of religion to worship how they want to worship. But at our church, we realize and understand what the Sabbath means. And when we understood it to be a covenant requirement, we follow that teaching. Other churches follow different teachings because they believe differently than we believe. But according to the Word of God, from what we read in Genesis, and other scriptures, it says that the day of rest or the day of worship is the seventh day Sabbath. And the seventh day Sabbath, from what we understand and know, is on a Saturday. And it is. And if you want to, another way that you could check to see if I'm correct, you could check with any person who practices Judaism, because they were the original ones, praise the Lord, that... Yes, not it was given to, it was given to mankind.
Given to mankind.
They're the ones who curate.
Yes.
They're the ones who continue more than any other to celebrate the Sabbath as a day of worship. Praise the Lord.
So
I know most of the time I know that the Jews, they celebrate Saturday for their Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
But would we recognize as Jews because we celebrate Saturday for our Sabbath?
Well, I would say this, and people ask me this question all the time. Jesus, it is documented that Jesus is a Jew. At no time did the Bible call him anything different or show any way different. He came and he did everything that his father said. He celebrated all the feasts like what the chosen people of Israel were doing. So then, if he is God incarnate that established a way, then I believe personally that if I am a follower of Christ, I would do my best to do what I saw him demonstrate. Praise the Lord.
So in other words, you're saying, Pastor, that he's our example.
Yes.
And he kept the Sabbath. That's
praise
what you're
the Lord.
Saying. And
praise
as,
the Lord.
As long as you're following him,
mm-hmm.
then you have to go and do the things that he did.
Well, okay? You should do the things that he did once you understand. Because you cannot expect anyone to do anything that is above their understanding.
Correct.
People must first understand before they can conform to anything, whatever the thing may be, you see? Because unless you have an understanding, then it's going to be confusion unto you. I hope I answered your question.
Okay, thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the freedom of religion.
Praise the Lord.
Bless the name of the Lord. Yes, Pastor.
Yes, as I was saying, Pastor, mm-hmm. I was just, you know, you says God... Oh.
Praise the Lord.
Caller,
you're on the air.
Yes, I have a question. If Jesus knew that Judas was going to betray him, why did he dip in the same cup? Why did he sit around the table with him knowing that?
Well, it was ordained or that Judas would do this, you see. And so Yahshua Messiah knows knows all things, and Judas betrayed him, and Yahshua knew that he betrayed him, but the purpose was going to be fulfilled because he had to go to the cross. The purpose had to be fulfilled, and that's the greater understanding, you see, that he was going to go to the cross and he was going to die for us. Praise the Lord.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Are you clear, caller?
Yes.
It sounds like you.
I get it.
Okay.
I get it. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Praise God.
Because it had to happen. Okay. Thank you.
Yes, it had to happen. All things, God knows everything ahead of time. And everything was going to be worked for the salvation of everyone. Because his resurrection was important to bring the Jews and the Gentiles together. When I say together, they both had the same way that they would be forgiven of their sin. The great Redeemer. Yeah. That's why it was critical that he was resurrected. Because when he was resurrected, they saw the power of God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Displayed.
Very critical that he was resurrected. Without that, then the Jews and the Gentiles alike would not believe. And you have to remember that the first Christians were all Jews, all of them, all of his followers believed as he did. So that's why Paul in Corinthians, when they're going back to have the Lord's Supper, he's talking to them and say, you know, you should eat before you come, because, you know, it's the time of Passover. You shouldn't come to the table hungry, and you should clean up yourself. You got to make sure that you're not fornicating and doing all these things, because you're going to sit around the table unworthy. Mm-hmm. You cannot sit around the table unworthy, because now you're going to remember your Savior who died for you, who spilled his blood, and you cannot partake of his emblems with sin in your life.
Right. So when the scripture said that the veil was rent in two, that's basically what it was, like bringing Jews and Gentiles together.
When the scripture says that the veil was rent in two, that's not what it means. It meant that the priesthood as we know it, the priesthood as we know it, in terms of high priests sitting in the place of judgment and all of those things, was torn down, because Yahshua Messiah was now the final and only high priest. That's why the word of God said that his priesthood was likened unto Melchizedek, which was the more perfect priesthood. He was the high priest, and his office is not vacant. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. Praise the name of the Lord.
Okay, you cleared it up for me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Bless the name of the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. And yes. I just wanted to, the name Christian is a nickname given to those who...
We're finished. Yeah. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, you forgot to close. Huh? Mm-hmm. Praise the name of the Lord.
Yeah,
praise his holy name. Pastor, quickly, 1 second, 10 seconds to pray, because we're out of time. Praise the Lord.
Father, we thank you for this opportunity once again. We give you glory, we give you praise, and we tell you thanks, mighty God, for the participation of your people, mighty God, and the wisdom that you granted unto us and to pave the way
Bless them, Lord.
We ask you, Lord, that you will pour out your blessing, mighty God, upon your people, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Praise the name of the Lord. For prayer and a deeper study in the word, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. God is calling all of his children back to the word. Join Pastors Brian and Doran Scully on Tuesday nights from 7:30 to 8 p.m. on Omega Radio for prayer and a deeper study in the word, in all thy ways.